It's time to sit back, relax, and listen to Conversations with Joan. Conversations with Joan will inspire, motivate, and empower you. Live your best life now. Listen, learn, think, and decide. And now, here's your host, Joan Herman.
Welcome to Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life's Conversations with Joan. I'm Joan Herman. Thanks for tuning in. Conversations with Joan focuses on topics that are important to your life, from health and wellness to professional development to personal well-being. Changemakers join me to share their insights, tips, and strategies so you can thrive and live your best life now. Thank you for taking time for yourself, and thank you for letting us be a part of your life. Now, let's start talking. If you're an entrepreneur, you may be frustrated when trying to grow your business. You may even be struggling to keep it alive. But with the right elements, your small business today might just become a powerhouse tomorrow. Today's guest, Eric Cogorno, took his business from $80,000 a year, offering one-on-one golf lessons by the hour, to a multi-million dollar golf instruction brand. In the process, he transformed his entire lifestyle and now has the freedom to work whenever and wherever he chooses. Eric joins us today to discuss how he experienced tremendous business growth by developing personal relationships that ensure success. Eric is a performance golf coach and founder of Cogorno Golf. Welcome, Eric. Thank you so much for joining us.
Joan, thanks for having me. That was quite the intro. I appreciate that. That sounded pretty good. Some of those points there. I'm excited to have a chat today.
Well, Eric, what you were doing, an $80,000 a year, really hustling, you know, customer to customer, that's what so many of us as business owners do. And so many people are struggling because they work hard, they really hustle, and yet sometimes they can barely pay the bills. So what was your business like in those early days when you were going from client to client?
Yeah, so, you know, it's interesting as part of the story, you know, the $80,000 to what we built online now, you know, that $80,000 a year mark that I was making was like the peak of where I got, you know, with my in-person coaching. So I remember, Joan, in the beginning, I mean, my first year of coaching, I think my first year I made about $7,500 year one, and then I sort of doubled every year. So I went from like $7,500 to about $15,000 year two, $30,000 year three, $60,000 year four, right? I sort of doubled for the first couple of years and got to the point where I felt like, and this is probably in my late 20s, mid to late 20s, I felt like, gosh, I'm like pretty much maxing out my effort here with this trading my 1 hour time for money golf lessons. I'm enjoying it. I'm having a good time, but I'm like 27 and I feel tired and like burnt out. And I was kind of going as hard as I could. And I thought, gosh, I'm not going to be able to stand out here and do this 6-7 days a week, you know, for the rest of my life while I'm enjoying it. It's really taking a lot out of me. And I'm like, man, I'm really working hard for this amount of money. And that's where I started to look at, okay, how can I increase my revenue? I'm already putting the hours in, Joan, right? Like, it's not like I needed to work harder. I needed to change what we were doing to make the money. And as I started to research some personal development and watching people online, I came across people like Grant Cardone, Gary Vaynerchuk. This is probably 2016-ish. And so they're talking about how to scale your business online. And so I'm watching their videos. And one of the biggest things that I took from them was that I needed to increase my audience. So when I'm coaching, you know, this is just basic supply and demand economic stuff. When I'm coaching in-person lessons in Bethlehem, PA, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe a couple hundred people max kind of knew who I was in the local area. I was trying to sell my thing to, let's say, 400 people. And I realized, okay, there's only 400 people trying to buy my thing, right? There's only so much I can do with that. I need to be able to try and get more people to know who I am, right? Get attention and build an audience. And like, what's the easiest way to do that? And looking around, obviously, that's using social media. So we really built a plan, myself, my business partner, Mary, into 2016-17 of, hey, let's really focus on growing our audience. 4,000 people in the golf space, or I'm sorry, 400 people in the golf space know who I am in 2016. How do we get that to 4,000, 40,000, 400,000? And so even if I'm selling the same product, you know, I've got more of a bigger audience. And fortunately for us, and all of us in this day and age, we've got the social media tools to be able to grow our audience that way. And so that's sort of the beginning of the story, Joan, and that was like the main priority was, how do we increase the audience to increase the revenue?
So you decided that you wanted to enact change, and there are a lot of business owners that have the same ideas that you do, but they just can't make it work. So what was it that you did that enabled you to build that brand?
So I was very fortunate to find a great business partner in Mary Langle. Once I decided I wanted to do YouTube videos, you know, gosh, I remember buying a camera. I tried to do it by myself and it didn't work. I hardly knew how to like turn a camera on right at this point. So I think if someone can find people to work with, and I was, again, very fine Mary, but you know, now there's things you can find with people online where you can hire some different people. It doesn't cost a tremendous amount of money, but definitely try to build a team and not try to do everything by yourself. Helped me out a ton in just getting going. That would be number one. The other thing is, you know, this thing didn't go from 80,000 to where we are today overnight, right? Like we posted 3 videos a week, every week on YouTube for an entire year. And I think gained maybe 700 subscribers, made like $200. We made no money, right? And then year 2, it got a little bit better. Year 3, got a little bit better. Year 4, got a little bit better. So, you know, we posted 3 YouTube videos every week without missing one for like 7 years. So obviously, as you start to build and go, it's that a lot of us in the beginning, you don't see traction. You know, like your first couple of videos you post are your worst ones. No one knows about them. You get no views. And it's really just breaking through that first initial hump of like, how do I get 1,000 subscribers? How do I get some views here? And learn through trial and error as you go. We just really put video out and every time look at it and like, okay, let's assess this. Is there anything we can improve? And then just try and make little improvements on every video as we go. I think, Joan, probably 80% of people I talk with, they never really get past step one, right? Like hey, I've got an idea to do this. I think I want to do this. And I never get the first video posted most of the time because it's not that good. You know, like our first videos just aren't going to be that good. So I think, you know, my advice there would be, you just got to start posting. Like you just got to start and then you can improve as you go.
Well, and I think what people do as well, you know, you have to be consistent and persistent. And sometimes people, you know, it's like they throw spaghetti on the wall and try to see what sticks. And they'll put a few videos up. And like you said, for that first year, you didn't have the results you thought you might have. And that's when they give up because they're like, oh, well, this isn't working. And they move on to something else and they don't stick with it. And I think from my own experience, that's something that I see people doing quite often.
There, I mean, gosh, there's no doubt about it. And I think giving ourselves a leeway, like we just started a new personal development channel, right? And like, we're looking at this like, hey, we're going to post 100 videos. I'm going to do 100 podcast interviews like this before we really even kind of figure out what we're doing. We're just going to post 100. We'll do one a week for 2 years before we kind of figure out what's going on. So to give people, you know, an idea of like the time frame, I'm always thinking long term with this stuff. And so these first 100 videos are just practice. It's just, okay, let's practice. Let's do one. Let's do the next one. And quite simply do more, you know, doing more of what works and less of what doesn't. I'm sure you've had the same thing, Joan. I mean, gosh, I've had 100 times where I'm like, oh, I've got it figured out. This is it. This thing worked, you know, whatever. And then you realize that, you know, there's no secrets to it. That thing didn't work the next time. And then you try something different. But over time, you find what resonates with the audience. And I think you model success, right? Like, what are people doing that's working? And then how do we do, in our own way, similar things? But if you look at good channels and people who get traction, you can see how they do their thumbnails, what the titles look like, how long are the videos? How do they start the videos? How's their audio? Right? Like all those little things you can learn as you go. I think in the beginning, like anything new, it feels like a lot and it's uncomfortable. Like when I step into Spanish class on day one, I feel uncomfortable. A new fitness class, uncomfortable. But it gets a little easier in week 2, a little easier in week 3. You know, and doing the content game and growing the business, if someone's going this route of, hey, I want to increase my audience, and there's different ways to do it. We're just talking videos here. Yeah, the consistency factor over time. And then last point on that, Joan, gosh, I think we could talk forever about this, is we turn it into a priority. Like we film every Monday from 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for 7 years. Every Monday, not some Mondays, not some Thursdays, like blocking off the time in the schedule to make it a priority. And it should show that, right, when we look at our schedules.
How important is it for you in doing all of this? And I know the goal is to help others through what you're teaching, but from a marketing standpoint, How important is it for you to be seen as an expert in your field?
Yeah, gosh, I think really important. You know, one of the things for us growing the audience, like I'm talking about putting videos out, in order for us to, like for us to help people, whether it's golf, I'm sure you, same thing with what you do and what we're going to try and do in personal development. For me to help someone, they have to know who I am. First things first, right? Like nobody buys anything from someone you don't know or a company you don't know. It's impossible. They have to know who I am. And then after they know who you are, they have to have some sort of trust factor. You know, people typically buy from people they like and trust. And a trust factor for a lot of us when we're doing videos online and someone's seeing our videos for the first time comes from, do they perceive us as an expert? Do they watch our videos, read our stuff and think, okay, hey, this person, this guy or gal, they know what they're talking about. Like, this sounds good. I like them. I like their style. I like what they're talking about. And then they become interested in potentially purchasing something. Right. Because we're talking about a business stuff here. At the end of the day, we have to sell something to someone. And for me to really help someone with their golf game, or if you want to help someone with their business or with their life, they need support from you. Right. Like we have to sell them something to help them. They need to invest the time and money, and we need to be able to give them something, right? A coaching program or whatever it may be. So we got to know who we are first. Second, then they have to trust us and believe we are experts. And I think, Joan, to be good at anything, like you're good at what you do, if we're good at the golf videos and such, it's sort of a given that you need to be good at the thing. Like if I'm going to do cooking videos to sell some kind of cooking book, I need to be good at cooking, right? Like I need to have like the mechanical, technical expertise to be good at whatever the hell I'm talking about. Obviously, first things first. And I think that's important too. Like when we went from this 80,000 to where we are thing, you know, I spent 10 years before that really trying to get great at golf coaching. I think, you know, we're in a different space in social media now, but I think a lot of us are sort of like, hey, let me learn this thing. And then kind of year one, go right into it. It's like, you got to get good at the thing, right? You got to be great at the thing. So yeah, I think believing us as an expert, A, because we want to help them. We want the videos we're doing and things to be actual, you know, valuable, but they've got to trust us to be able to buy something from us then at the end.
And that's why that relationship building is so important in gaining clients, but it's also important in gaining a piece of this noise that's out there. I mean, I started doing this 15 years ago, and there weren't many people doing the things that I was doing. Podcasting wasn't really even a thing back then. And so I was doing the radio show. And, you know, for someone to start this today and try to get a little piece of that market, you really do have to resonate with the people you're talking to. They need to feel that, like you're saying, that they trust you and that you know what it is you're saying. And so that relationship building is important in getting sales, but it's also important in carving out a piece of this market.
Totally. You flow so nicely from one topic to another, Joan. very cool. I think, you know, from an online perspective, sales, trust factor, you want to build a relationship with your audience. And like any relationship, you know, this starts with like at the core level, end of the day, we're genuinely trying to help someone with something, get better at golf, get better at business, get better at life. Like that's always at the core of this. But I think to be able to help them and so, you know, in terms of building a relationship online, that is like being genuine, right? Like how do you build a relationship with people online? I think genuine content, being genuine in your videos, and really trying to just do the best job you can. Like every video, every post, everything we do, you just try and do the best you can with the person in mind. One of the things that a lot of us get stuck on, something I have to constantly work on, especially when you're producing content, is I think a lot of us get stuck thinking about ourselves versus the other person watching. Like, okay, how am I going to look? How did that sound? Was that good or was that not good? At least for me, sometimes I get too stuck in the mechanics. I think when we're producing content, you can forget about yourself the best you can and really focus on the person who's watching. Like I try and look in the lens of the camera, Joan, when I'm doing a video and imagine there's someone on the other end who's just a typical person I'm trying to talk to and really just have a conversation with them. And the more I care about that and I'm genuine, I think they feel that on the other side, right? Like I can feel when I'm listening to you how genuine someone is and again, building that trust factor and relationship. So I think that's a big part of it. I'm not trying to trick people into watching stuff. I'm not trying to trick people into buying stuff. I'm like, hey, I genuinely think this is good stuff for you. I think if you did XYZ coaching program, it would really, really help you. Obviously, you got to invest, right? Your money and time. I'll invest my time and energy, the same thing. And so I think that's how it works online, just like in person. like when I used to do golf lessons, I'm sure when you're working with people as well, it starts with they think you actually care about them, right? Like they're not just a dollar sign to us. It's a, how do I help you the best that I can? And I think the money flows after that and beyond that.
So Eric, putting your coaching hat on for a moment, what are some of your favorite daily habits for success?
Yeah, gosh, there's so many good ones. You know, one of the, when I started doing the things online was right at the same time where I started to come across personal development and was introduced to personal development. And I came across Jim Rohn. You ever see any Jim Rohn stuff, Joan? Do you know who he is?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he's, gosh, he's so good. And I would watch some of his videos. So my friend sent me something from Tony Robbins. This is how this started. And I watched a little Tony Robbins thing. And on the little recommended thing on the right, there was a Jim Rohn video. I click on it. I watch it. And he's one of those guys where, like, he says things so simply, so basic. It almost seems too easy. But it's just like I have so many light bulb moments. I'm like, oh, gosh, that's good. Like, oh, duh. And one of the things he said that really resonated with me at the time was that you should work harder on yourself than you do on your job. And just the way he said it, Joe, maybe it's where I was in my life. It like really hit me like right in the gut where I was like, oh, man, I'm not working on myself at all. I'm working on my job a lot. Right. This is the $80,000 working a lot time frame. But I wasn't working on myself at all. I wasn't developing myself. And he told the story, and I'm going to get to your, I'm kind of taking the long route to answer your question here, but I think this is relevant. He told the story, you know, about his mentor, Earl Schoaf, who said, hey, Jim, you should make it a goal, right, to make $1 million. And I'll tell you why. And Jim was kind of like, well, I know why I should set a goal to have $1 million. It'd be great to have $1 million. And Mr. Schoaf was like, no, Jim, it's not about the $1 million that you have. It's about the person you become to make the $1 million. And that was another one where I was like, oh, man, that's so true. Like, I'm not at this point, this is, you know, $80,000 a year, Eric. I'm not the kind of person who would make $1 million a year, $3 million a year, $10 million a year. The skills I have, the personal development I have is where I am. This is where I'm at. And for me to be able to get to the point where I want to increase my income and stuff, I have to change me, right? I've got to get better. I've got to improve my skills. And so once I really, that really hit home for me, you know, and then I started to look and I looked around, okay, what do people do that are in personal development that are high achievers that they do every day, or how do they improve themselves? How can I improve myself? And I spent some couple weeks on this, and you sort of came across some similarities that people did every day. I wanted things I could do daily, Joan, right? Like I said, I like long-term. I like compounding. I don't want something I can do once and be done with it. I'm like, what can I do every day for the rest of my life type of thing? And so I came, you know, some things that maybe 80% of people did, they worked out every day. It seems like they listen to some personal development or positive sort of tapes or videos every day. I thought, okay, I could do this. A lot of them did some sort of meditation, mindfulness, visualization. Like, okay, boom, I could do that. And they did reading. Like those were like the big four that I came across. Workout, listen to positive personal development tapes, some sort of mindfulness meditation, and reading. So I took out a little legal pad and I taped it up against my wall and I just put daily goals for growth. And boom, I'd write those on a little sheet. And every day, and I've been doing this for 8 years now, I literally write this every day, work out, you know, write them on a list, and then I check them off as I do them, and I keep track of them. And, you know, same thing, then I come up with them, hey, what can I do weekly on top of that? Well, I can take a 30-minute think session every Sunday. Okay, boom, I can do that. And I've come across some of these daily and weekly things that I've done that as I've gotten these habits built in and got myself to be better, personal development, you know, we started making more money. The business gets better. I become the type of person who makes that sort of money. I'm not sure about you, John, but gosh, for me, when I look at through that lens, like what do I want? And then who are the type of people who have that? And what sort of traits and skills do they have? And reverse engineering, you know, what my priorities are based on that. And really spending that, you know, I do about 20-minute meditation every day. And as part of that, for like 10 minutes, I really sit and or walk and feel and visualize what I want my next 1, 3, 5, 10, 20 years to look like. And the more I'm able to tap into that, the more, you know, it seems like it, the, I think the opportunities are always there, but I'm aware of them more. And our business has grown 1-to-1. So that's sort of a long answer, but I hope that backstory helps make some sense of that.
And Eric, where can our listeners go to learn more about you and your work?
Yeah, so anyone who's interested in golf, specific, Cogorno Golf, C-O-G-O-R-N-O, Golf on YouTube would be good. We just started a new personal development channel, John, so I'm sort of back on day one of building up this audience again. That's at Lessons I've Learned with Eric Agorno, both of those on YouTube.
And Eric, in about 30 seconds or less, what is the takeaway? What would you like to leave our listeners with?
Developing yourself into the kind of person who gets the things that you want to get, to me, has been the key to all of the success we've had. And I think looking through life through that lens will help a lot of other people as well.
Eric, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Joan. I appreciate it.
Thank you for joining us. I hope you found the show informative. At Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life, we believe that knowledge is power. Take what you've learned, apply it, and live your best life now. Remember that the information provided is the opinion of our guest and should never replace the advice of a professional who knows your personal situation. If you'd like more information, visit our website, CYACYL.com. That stands for Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life. While on our site, listen to past shows on demand, read the digital magazine, sign up for our mailing list, and be sure to follow the show on social media. Until next time, this is Joan Herman. Thanks for tuning in.